This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. In Manipur, 10 MLAs called on the Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Rajbhavan in Imphal yesterday and urged the Governor to expedite the formation of a popular government in the state. A press release issued from the Rajbhavan said that the team of MLAs belonging to different political parties along with the Governor discussed the law and order and political situation in the state. The issues they discussed included initiating a peace process based on mutual understanding and strengthening security arrangements. The team also submitted a memorandum to the Governor on these issues and urged the Governor to expedite the formation of a popular government in the state. It said, after the meeting, the Governor, BJP MLA Thokchom Radhesham, informed the media persons that 44 existing MLAs from different political parties as well as independent MLA have prepared for the formation of new government. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure in Meghalaya, the National Health Mission has approved 6.9 crore contract for the redesign, construction and equipping of key community health centers, CHCs, to transform them into fully functional first referral units. The contract was sanctioned by the mission director on February 27, 2025 and awarded to Sandor Medicates Private Limited, headquartered at Banjara Hills, Hyderabad. As part of this initiative, Riangdo CHC in West Khasi Hills District has been selected alongside Namdong CHC in West Jayantia Hills District and Patharkma CHC in Rebhoy District for the comprehensive upgrade. The project, with a total value of 6 crores 90 lakh 28,000, is to be completed within 6 months from the date of the work order. Nagaland is geared up to participate in the nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan from today, with a campaign concluding on June 12th. State Nodal Officer Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, MS Limanenla, informed Akashvani News Kohima that 39 teams have been set up to conduct the campaign, with each team scheduled to visit 3 villages daily. She said the teams comprise scientists from ICAR Nagaland Center, ICAR NRC on Mithun, Veterinary Science and Animal Husbandry, Jaluki School of Agriculture Sciences, Medsipema, Central Institute of Horticulture, Medsipema, Krishi Vigyan Kendras of each district, and officials from the state's agri and allied departments. The initiative is expected to reach about 17,500 farmers each day in Nagaland, ultimately targeting nearly 2.25 lakh farmers throughout the campaign. The UPSC Commission has launched a new online application portal for registration and filling up of application forms. This portal will facilitate candidates to fill up the first 3 parts anytime and keep ready for applying to any UPSC examination whenever notified with updates as may be required, thereby saving time and avoiding last-minute rush. In a statement, UPSC said that all applicants are required to fill up the application and upload their documents in the newly introduced portal afresh by using the website upsconline.nic.in. The old one-time registration OTR module will not be applicable henceforth. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. The Met Department predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Orissa, Telangana, West Bengal and Sikkim today. In Northeast India, light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning over the next 7 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.